Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. May 15 is almost here. Look back 150 years. Abraham Lincoln was president, and he signed a bill establishing the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The agency's responsibility was scientific experimentation, new seeds and plants. That was the beginning of today's vast and flourishing land-grant university system. Our Department of Agriculture took the lead in scientific progress in farming. Now just consider what has been accomplished over those years. We have the safest, most abundant, and reasonably priced food in the world. An American family spends less than 10% of disposable income on food. China and Mexico, more than 22%. Our food and forestry industry provides employment for 1 in 12 Americans. There you have it, 150 very successful years. But what about the years ahead? By year 2050, the world will have 2 billion more mouths to feed. We have a challenge. However, we can successfully meet that challenge if we continue to promote agricultural research, science, innovation, including today's amazing productivity driver, biotechnology. When I was a boy, our corn yield was 70 bushel per acre. Today, we expect 200 bushel plus. We couldn't raise more than 70 bushel because weeds and corn borer and root worms were terrible problems. When I got older, we started using chemicals to fight the weeds and pests. Now that we have biotech crops, we've cut the use of chemicals. With herbicides, we don't need to till the soil as much, reducing the amount of energy used in raising a crop. With minimum tillage, we're able to cut erosion and soil runoff. Perhaps you didn't notice, but we are living sustainable agriculture's green revolution. We don't know what new technology lies ahead. We do know that in order to produce enough food, we need to employ all of today's technology, and to follow through with President Lincoln's plan, we need to search for the next hybrid seed or biotech discovery. The world has a limited number of crop acres. We don't want to cut down the rainforest. We don't want to see starvation across the globe. I ask that you broadcast this message of success and hope for our future to your friends, neighbors, and policymakers. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss.